So this is Veri Lila, and I'm here with Dharmeshwari, who is the chairperson of Nagaloka Buddhist Center in Portland, Maine. And you've been chair up there for a number of years, haven't you?
I have. I've actually been chair for 11 years.
Wow. And I know that you've seen the center go through a number of changes, because when I first went up there, which was probably 15 years ago, we were meeting in this little group space in the St. John's building. And now you are in a completely new space that has all sorts of different health-related therapies and artists and various things. And I'm wondering if you just want to say a little bit about what this journey's been like for you.
Sure. I started in Portland. It's 20 years ago now, and we just met in a counselor's office, and we rented it for $10 a week. And now, I think it was probably 150, 200 square feet at the most. We put our shrine together. It was probably you, Veri Lila, that made our shrine. It was a Sagan box with a Buddha in it. And we put our cushions in the corner in our cigar box, which was the shrine, and we stored it there. And then now we're in a space that's about 1,200 square feet. So we have, a kitchen, two bathrooms, a library, a bookstore. So we've really grown and developed over the last 20 years.
Wow. And has the song, I imagine the Sangha's grown right along with you. There at Nagaloka, who comes along to the center? What's it like?
Yeah, there's still the resources as far as order members. It's just my trimini and I. So there's always been a lack of order members here in Portland. But we've been so fortunate that other order members have really helped and supported us. They've come up from Boston, New York, New Hampshire, especially in around area locus, so that's been really great. So there's, when I came around, it was no mentors, basically. And then when Lee Baker and I became mentors, we started going down to area locus and doing mentor study down there. It was because no mentor study was here in Portland. And now there's actually 13 mentors here in Portland. We do have mentor study. And we just set up a new email account and found out we have over 400 people on our email list. So that's pretty good.
That's great. Congratulations for all the hard work I know you've put into helping to create Sangha and create the conditions for Sangha to be able to come together. I think it's really remarkable. I was just thinking, I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to share about your life or what it's like to practice in America.
Yeah, it's I think Portland is a great city here, and we're in the arts district, so we have a great opportunity to reach out into the community, which we're doing more of. We're associated with the art school, and so we're getting young people involved, and also children. We're doing things for young children, story time and pujas, and we're actually involved with an organization that's in Portland. It's called Birth Roots, where we I'm actually going in to teach meditation to prenatal and postnatal mothers, so that's exciting. And also I'm involved with other things. I'm visiting the Cumberland County Prison for the first time on Friday. I'm actually a little nervous about that, but there's been an inmate in there requesting to see a Buddhist, so I'm actually going to go and visit him on Friday. And then, I just think it's so important to have a Sangha here in a community that really supports a Sangha in a way that people are interested in meditation and Buddhism here in Portland. And I have a passion for really having a center in Portland, because I had to commute to Area Loca for many years, and it's an hour and 15 minutes one way to the nearest center. I mean, you have it now in Portsmouth, which would be quicker and faster, but yeah, it's important for me and the community to have this center here, so it's very well supported.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Veri.